Hard to do a cold open when I'm this sweaty.
I thought we had two cold opens last time, so can't
no,
you just...
No, I didn't use them. No, come on.
What?
Every week, a new one.
How about we just do one really long one and split it into like 15 parts?
Do you remember the contract you signed day one was new cold open every week?
I don't have that in my contract.
There's no contract. I'm just saying it was sort of implied.
Oh, okay. Because I'm reading it right now. There's a lot You're of not. Things. Yeah, there's a lot of things in here that I don't think I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
Green M&Ms.
All right, Van Halen. Hello and welcome to episode 391 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is
Adam
in Vancouver.
Right. Yeah, that part. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's how they do it on TV now.
Just leave parts out. You fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Never mind. 391. Who knew? After 391. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? It's got to be summertime for the kids.
Yeah, last day of school was yesterday, so today is officially the first day of summer vacation.
Sleeping till noon.
Yeah, they slept till about 8:15, so.
Watching Who's the Boss reruns on TBS.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing. I don't know.
Well, as long as you're not involved.
Yeah, I'm not involved. They're downstairs with Grandma and Grandpa doing something, you know, that's probably very educational.
You're going to have the kind of summer, if I'm guessing... You're going to have the kind of summer where when September rolls around, you'll be begging for the kids to go back to school so you can have a break.
Yeah, that's kind of how we do it, yeah.
Yeah. But remember when you were a kid and summer vacation, it was like that 2.5 months, or 2 months, I guess it was about 8 weeks, right? 9 weeks?
Yeah.
It was the longest time in the world. Like, you could not fathom how long that would take. Like, that forever. Like, you're never going back to school.
Right.
Now it's like, forget it. You blink and you miss it.
Yeah, it does seem to go quicker now. I agree.
And I did see like they have the like the flyers over here too, like for, you know, the stores that sell the things, and they're already starting to put the back to school things in the flyer.
Oh no!
And they don't even get out of school until the end of July here.
Yeah.
So they're still in school, and it's like, hey, you guys need pencils? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Okay. Well, what about if you're going to get those pencils, where should you get them?
What, the Aldi? Oh, no, you're going to the Amazon.
Yeah, I was setting the table.
Buy them on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out. I did. I bought my wife a smartphone case.
Okay.
On Amazon for around $8, €8.
Awesome.
I don't know. Is it? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't. She got one from school that where she teaches, they gave her one, a Samsung S7. Is that good?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about phones.
Neither does she and neither do I. And yeah. We just said, yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay.
So I got a case for that and I don't even care. I don't even have a case for my iPhone. Should I get one? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I do, but mostly just decorative. Like, I have a Canucks one. So, I guess maybe it will stop something from breaking the edges, but it's nothing. Right. Just a piece of plastic. Yeah.
I might get one, but I'll get one for Germany's soccer team because they're giving those away now.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all discounted.
Oh my God.
I asked you last time because they had lost their first game if it was sort of a national crisis, and you said that there was sort of an apathetic feel after the first losses. Is it different after they're officially eliminated and did not make the round of 16?
I don't know. No one is willing to talk about it.
Okay. It's just, it's not
They're pretty
spoken.
Morose. No, it's not spoken. I try to bring it up because, as I point out to my friends, here, because I was disappointed. I don't even like soccer, except for I do get into the World Cup, and then only Germany. Like I only watch the German games. I don't care at this point. Kind of hope Croatia wins, just because I have some Croatian friends who like soccer,
mm-hmm.
and they're into it, and so good for them. Or maybe it'd be cool if England wins,
mm-hmm.
because I'll be in England for the final.
They won't win though, so don't worry.
Even if they were in the final, I'm pretty sure Corolla's not building in any time to go watch soccer.
Right.
So it's not going to be on the menu for that day. But regardless, so I get into it. I kind of, you know, go along. I get swept up in the fever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was basically asking, hey, what the heck? Because that was awful. All three games were terrible. It wasn't like oh my god, they blew it against South Korea. They blew all three games.
Mm-hmm.
They got lucky to win that one, and then
against Sweden,
right at the end. They shouldn't have won that, and whatever. So, anyways, point being, now, so as I like to point out, if you and I were there and had like six or eight beers each before the game, and they let us play midfield for the entire match, same result as it would,
yeah.
So it wouldn't have mattered. So all that training they did, all those millions and millions of euros they spent, they could have just bought you and I a case of beer to split and it was a push.
Yeah. And I think it might have been more entertaining.
For me, at least.
Yeah.
Probably for you. Probably for us, we would have had a great time. Anyways. So yeah, we're not ready to talk. They're not ready to talk about it. I like pointing it out like, hey, what the heck?
Yeah.
All I heard from you guys was how your national team beat our seventh stringers in hockey this year. And now you got to wear this, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's enough soccer.
Enough soccer talk.
Photography. For four years. No, but you know, actually the last little bit of that is, so my son was heartbroken. It's his first real World Cup. He was zero. He was 6 months old when the other one was on, so he didn't really watch it.
Yeah.
And so he's watching, and then like the last 10 minutes, like it's clear, like there's nothing. They got to score a goal or they're out. And so he just doesn't understand. He's like, well, like, you know, well, it's okay. They can do it next game, Dad. And I said, well, no, this is it. If they don't score. Well, yeah, but they can do it next year. No, you'll be eight. What? He was just devastated. I'll be eight the next time they play. Yeah. So, good job. I don't know. Who you want to pin this on?
Germany.
No, I meant which player.
No, I was going to pin it on the country.
Oh, no. No. Because Neuer played well.
Okay.
He's the goalie.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, now it's enough. 4 years. We'll see you in 4 years.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck in 4 years.
Soccer,
though, on the topic of soccer, I see that there's a picture of your son playing soccer, so maybe this is a good time to parlay this into photography.
We will skip ahead to the did you shoot anything interesting right after I remind everybody
okay.
that next week is our monthly photo challenge postcard.
Okay.
Have you seen some of the Instagramming that's been going on?
No, I don't ever use social media, so I'm officially never on social
media.
Yeah,
no, I always share them with you the day of, and yeah. You look at them in real time, live.
Yeah.
But I checked a bunch of them out today. There's quite a few submissions, and they're really, really good.
I'm going to just tease mine, which I'm not sure if I have one or not yet, but... Okay. I'm going to say it's not going to be groundbreaking. So Frank Pang.
He's got you. I've seen his.
Oh, Frank. Oh, well, I'm just guessing Frank Pang could tear me a new one unless I can come up with something miraculous in the next, week.
I kind of hope that when you're out shooting yours, I'm going to submit one that I shot years ago in your neck of the woods. I'm going to submit yours for you.
Okay.
Now you got to shoot the fishing needle, aren't you?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
You're so into it.
Yeah.
If you do, I kind of hope while you're out there, you bump into Frank Pang.
Yeah.
I hope he comes up and I hope he comes up and just kind of photobombs your postcard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sucker punches me. Like right in the neck.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. That's standard Panger. That's his move. I checked it out. I Googled it and he's like, yep, total sucker puncher. The panger. They should have a Google for that. For that kind of stuff. Like just random, like we Google this people's personalities and stuff. And like, yep. he's you know, he went to Stevenson High and he's a sucker puncher. Into photography now. So anyway, did you shoot anything interesting? Yeah, my son had his third ever, we'll call it soccer tournament.
Okay.
Where they have three guys on each team and they run around and nobody passes and they just kick the ball and check each other on the same team, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like it because he has a ball. And they go out there, they play one 15-minute game and then they sit out for two games and then play another one and then this goes on for the whole morning.
Okay.
And so he loves it. They're not good. Like my son's four and they end up playing against kids who are like seven and so it's kind of a mismatch. So at this point, like they got a couple goals, but at this point they're getting cakewalked so bad that when the other team goes down and kicks one wide of the net, my son's team cheers. Yay! Technically a victory, you know. Even though they have to go run after and get the ball too, that's the worst. But he has a great time, and I like going, and I like, you know, like shooting pictures of him and whatnot. So here he is, the one. This one, it looks to me, anyways. I don't know technique. It looks like he's a stud, doesn't it? Like, look at him. He's just in midair. Like his technique is flawless. He's got that arm up. He's gonna get some serious hip leverage on that.
Yeah.
And he is just gonna go upstairs. He's gonna bulge the twine on this one 1-0. I am a good photographer because I don't see this happening in real time.
Okay.
I don't think he actually does this. This I think he's actually technically tripping here, and I photoshopped a ball in. So
awesome.
No, this is right out of camera.
It does look like there's a great, you know, sort of frozen moment here. So I like this. I like the action. I like the body lean, and I like the tent slash net that is in there. Yeah, like that's official goalkeeping situation over there.
Yeah, well, no, there's no goalie. When you play the Bambini soccer, it's called Bambini, and no goalies, just have his little nets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no, he's got the fancy shoes, too. If you look closely, you'll see the shoes. They are, like, the laces aren't right down the middle like regular shoes would be. They're off, they're offset to the side to allow for good kicking.
That's awesome.
Like, and they're all recessed, and like, so like it to tie them up is a mission, and it's got the flap that goes over, and it's got the flap has an elastic that goes under the shoe to lock it down. Like the over under on the number of times my kids actually peed on these mid game, you know, is 7.5, and I'm taking the over. yet the technology is just outstanding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but he's a good time. And the coach, the coach, I mean, the guy, the dad running, I guess they, I don't know, everybody here plays soccer, so I'm sure he played. But each, so on his Bambini team, there's like 25, 30 kids or something. And so they split off into like six or eight teams and for the whole day and just play with those four kids each, right?
Right.
So each kid has a team. And so the coach came up to me after the first game and he's like, you know, talking to your son, he's like, oh yeah, he's really good, but He has to be more aggressive, like, and really go for the ball. I said, yeah. He's four. Yeah. I don't care. I said, look over there. See that smile on his face? The end.
Yeah.
And that was how that conversation ended. And I walked away. I said, we're good. Like, he's never, was he going to play soccer? No. Come on. Well, he could have played on a Wednesday. No one would have noticed. So. Anyways. And then I just literally less than an hour ago snapped a selfie with my son.
Okay.
We were on it. I just rolled in. That's why we started a couple minutes late. Although the listener doesn't know that, but we started a couple minutes late today because I was on, it was some sort of a charity run in Tübingen called the Spendenlauf where, I don't know, everybody runs around. It's a 1 kilometer track, like a 1 kilometer route they have in the city. And then everybody runs around, and then somebody donates €1 for every lap that you do to children's cancer or something like that.
Okay.
So we went, our team is part of that. And so a bunch of us went. And so I took my son. I said, hey, we're going to go do this. And he had a great time. Like, he just thought everyone's running. He's running along too. He thought it was awesome. Ended up doing 3 kilometers, which I was pretty proud of. Because you do, it goes for an hour. Like, you start and then you run as many laps as you can in an hour.
Gotcha.
And my son ran 3 laps in 40 minutes and said, all right, let's go get a hot dog. which they had. They had free hot dogs there, like Rotovirsch, like the German one. So
nice.
Free hot dogs and Fanta. So he's like, yeah, let's go get that. And so that's here he is eating that. And so I thought, you know what? I'm a cell phone guy now. Selfie. Yeah. Selfie.
Nice.
And there it is.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting? Because I got one more.
No, you go ahead. I did not shoot anything.
All right. Here's the magazine. We had a game this weekend, tomorrow, 2 days ago, as you're hearing this. We're playing a American college team. It's put together. It's like a travel team to come travel across Europe, play a bunch of European teams, and we're the first ones. So they play us tomorrow. And so I put out the game day magazine cover for that game, and I wanted to highlight the Germanness of it's baseball, but it's German. And so I took our team captain, young guy Luca, and shot him for the cover, and there it is.
Who painted this guy?
Me and another guy on our team, Paul, who has participated in the photo challenge before, who you'll see a picture of later.
That is I like the photo. The photo's nice, but yeah. That is a massive undertaking of a paint job.
Yeah, we didn't know that until after we started.
Wow, yeah, that must have taken some time.
Yeah, it was almost a couple hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I have done face painting where I literally only paint the face and not the entire face, just a design or whatever, and that can take time. So to do this and get the coverage and try to get it all lined up so it looks like the flag in this pose, that is a big time undertaking. So congratulations.
Yeah. And the worst part was it was finger paints.
Oh no.
Yeah. So we got, I was glad to have Paul over, cause he did the bulk of it. And, I just needed a chaperone to make sure. And I didn't want like a Me Too moment going on.
Okay. But no, the photo looks cool. Very, very, very good looking shot.
Thank you. And we'll talk about, actually, it's going to be the topic this week, so we can talk a little bit more about it later, because there's some interesting stuff going on here. But anyway, so yeah, that's the cover. And that is it for the interesting stuff that I did.
Okay.
Shooting-wise, anyways.
All right, so does that mean photo challenge?
Let's get right into the photo challenge. Okay. Everyday strobism was the challenge from last week, right?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't remember exactly, but I remember it was a strobist thing.
It was a strobist thing. Yeah. That was the idea. Well, we talked about it last week about how to do strobism everywhere. I think we talked about all there was to know. Something else came up afterwards. I thought, oh yeah, I should have given out that advice, but then now I forget what that is. So forget it. If I come up with it, great. So you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, let's have a look at yours. What's going on here?
We're at the park.
Uh-huh.
I brought my camera. Actually, we went to the park to play baseball with my dad. Just went to do a little bit of batting practice. And then I got there and we did the batting practice and I brought my camera and a flash. And I thought, I've kind of done enough of baseball and baseball shots and stuff. So my son, you know, just likes to ride his bike back and forth to the park. And then I thought, okay, I don't think I've done a bike shot. Certainly not for the show. I don't think I've done a bike photo. So I thought, hey, let's just stand here and take a shot. The clouds were nice. And I thought, let's take a photo instead of being baseball. Let's do the bike. So I got low. I wanted really to have the background be the sky and the clouds more so than the trees and the grass. So I basically lay right down on the field and then just had him stand there and then handing my dad a Bear speed light with a half CTO gel on it and just said, stand over here, point it in that general direction and snap the shot. And I took 3 shots and I liked the expression on this one and that's it.
And was he standing camera right?
He's standing camera left.
Okay, so the sun is providing the shadow, the bike shadow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so in this case, it looks like the sun is acting as your key, and then the strobe is your fill.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is good, because I mean, you there's no way, if you didn't have a flash here, there's no way you're gonna fill in that side of his body.
Oh yeah, there's no chance, and he's actually has to be pretty close, and this is like half power. Like the flash is, there's a lot of power needed here in order to fill that. Cause I think I'm shooting like an F10 to get the background in the sky the way I want that.
Is it the 6D, 5D?
This is the 6D at like, I want to say 1/180th of a second, and ISO 100 at about an F10.
Yeah. So that's the max you can get at with the regular flash, off camera flash. And that's the challenge, is at this time of day. Which is what'd you say it was, like 3 o'clock?
No, a little earlier, maybe 5 o'clock, something like that.
Later, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. Did I say earlier? So basically, like I popped the flash 3 times. One shot did not have the flash, and you'd see like it's completely dark on his face and his body and his arms. So like it's a pretty huge difference between, you can't expose it this way. This shot, if I'm doing it straight at a camera, I pretty much have to blow out the sky.
Yeah. For sure. And so now if you're an eagle eye and a nitpicker, and even then it doesn't matter, but you could figure this out. You can see the shadow on his shirt.
Yeah, that's from the obvious arm. That's the giveaway that this is trickery. And I thought I could Photoshop that out, but forget it. But that was the clear tell. If you take that shadow out, it would be pretty hard to know. Like your eye knows that you can't have that light on his face and have the fill so good, but I don't think you'd really, the average person, I don't think would notice that.
No. No, absolutely not. Even if I do see it, I don't care. It doesn't throw me. It's not enough, because it's that, you can see the shadow on his left leg from the bike and on his left shoulder from the, looks like the chin strap. That's not really, even though I know it and can see it, it's not really doing anything to take it away. So.
And I think that's just the key, is that if you're going to do this off camera flash, like, you know, the more subtle, the better. So if I go full power with this flash, all of that becomes more obvious. And if I go quarter power with this flash, it's not enough. So the sorting out is just figuring out how much flash do I need here in order to make it, you know, so that his face is obviously clear, but not so that it's so, like, again, so it's so contrasty that, you know, okay, this is clearly not real, right? So there is a little bit of a trial and error to figuring out how much flash you want to play with here.
Yep. No, I did it in mine as well, but it looks really good, like especially the deep colors in the sky and that, and outside of an HDR or something, which I wouldn't bother, you're not going to get that. So it's a great example. Will you do it more often like this?
Yeah, and I have in the past. I just, again, I kind of got away from it, like you were saying last time. But when I can get a result that I really like in this kind of photo, I really like, and it's done in, you know, again, 15 seconds. If I had a light stand, that would have replaced my my voice activated one that was my dad. Mm-hmm. But this is super easy, just to have a flash in your bag and then pull it out, hand it to somebody, and then, you know, like you say, do this in 30 seconds.
That's the key, is the 30 seconds part.
Yeah.
And that's what I ended up doing with mine. Let's have a look at mine, and that's the shot of my daughter.
Yeah.
And like yourself, I wanted to go really subtle. So subtle that you might not know this is lit.
Yeah, and that would have been my feedback on this one, is that this is a really good example of, I would have never been able to tell that this was lit by flash.
Right.
At first glance, I'd have to really, really hunt for it. But if I'm just looking at this photo, I would have just thought, oh, good time of day and nice light. And that's it.
Yeah, it was a terrible time of day. It was, this is, what time was it? This would have had to have been around 12:30, like noon 30.
Okay.
But we had some clouds. At least there were some clouds in there. So it wasn't, there wasn't direct sun overhead. It was in and out. But it was just really flat and boring, awful light. Like maybe okay, it was okay, flat light, but all very, very gray. And so I was able to sort of white balance in around 4,000 or something like that, which kept the wheat that nice kind of golden color, but still made the sky go blue like that. I say blue because I'm only 90% sure it's blue.
It is blue.
Okay. And then I had my son standing, again, voice-activated light stand with a full CTO on a bare flash. Pretty much the same as you, but camera right instead of camera left. That's where we diverged. And my son just kind of held it. And because my son is about the same height as my daughter, it's a very, very low angle. And so it's basically straight on as if that sun is right at the horizon, exactly where it should be when it's that kind of golden color. And like your shot, she would have been pretty much, not quite silhouette, but it would have been pretty close if exposed properly without the flash. And so there's that little flick of light that kind of lights up her face and just kind of came at the right angle.
Yeah, no, it looks really good.
So again,
and it looks softer than hard light too. Like it doesn't look like hard light. Like I'm looking at, you know, a comparison between mine and yours, and I look at mine, definitely it's a harder light. So I'm guessing just the angle difference, maybe just in terms of, my dad is shooting this a little bit more direct at him versus yours is probably a little more feathered.
It could be. When we actually snapped this, I was looking through and I couldn't. My son might have just kind of pointed it away a little bit. Could be possible. But yeah, I can't really account for that. Other than the fact that my daughter's 7 and your son's 9, he's getting older now, so the hard light really shows up on him.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter still got it, I guess, for another 6 months. And then soft light and Vaseline on the lens to do the full Elizabeth Taylor.
Right.
But I ended up shooting this like yesterday, day before or something like that. And I had the one I was going to use. I was actually going to use the cover from last week, which I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if you ever actually see the covers.
Sometimes.
All right. So here's the cover from last week for Everyday Strobism. I just went and quickly shot out in my front yard with my son. And I thought this was kind of fun because he had fun with it.
Okay. Yeah, and now he's blind.
Yeah, it, totally worth it. No, he closed his eyes. And so it's probably at a quarter power. And but he knew. I told him, make sure you close your eyes and do not open them until I say.
Okay. But
he still smiled. And I like this one because it's because of his look on his face and also because I purposely blew it out a little bit just to kind of show, you know, how powerful that flash is right in close.
Okay.
And this is probably middle of the day. Again, like yourself, it's, you know, like this one's probably at an f/16 and just to kill, just like an ISO 100 shutter speed of 1/160th, just to kill all that ambient and make that blah gray blown out sky go that deep dark blue. And then the flash is very, very close. So it doesn't have to be full power. Quarter power does it. And then kablam right in his face.
Nice.
But I like it, like the look on his face, but I ended up liking the picture of my daughter better. So that's what we went with.
Okay.
And that is that photo challenge. All right. This week's topic. I wasn't sure what we were going to talk about. And then I ended up shooting this cover that we showed you earlier. And I wanted to talk about how to shape your subject.
Okay.
Because, let me see. What did I post for, oh, there's the behind the scenes shot of me and Paul after we're done shooting.
Yeah.
Just because, I just wanted to show you that was the
finger painters.
The finger painters and having a post shot beer.
Nice.
Good times. So yeah. So the idea for this came up. I wanted to do the cover. I wanted to basically, because we're playing an American team, I wanted to say, hey, Germans play it too. So it occurred to me, it'd be kind of fun to have fun with a Bo Jackson ad. Do you remember the Bo Jackson ads from like late 80s, like probably 89?
I had the poster in my room with all the different Bos.
Okay, but do you know this picture? Like this was just at the beginning of it. Nike said, I think like if Bo takes up any more sports, we'll be ready. And so they had a picture of Bo Jackson, which I'll post the picture. I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but there's Bo Jackson in his football shoulder pads holding a bat across his shoulders.
Yeah, I do remember it.
And so that was the inspiration for this photo. I was like, all right, we're gonna take Luca, who looks almost the same as Bo Jackson in the mm-hmm. physique.
Yeah.
In that he looks like one of Bo Jackson's legs. Like, what a specimen Bo Jackson still is, actually, I think. But even with the one hip, he's just an amazing, amazing athlete. And so anyway, so I thought it would be kind of fun to have Luca pose like that. But I said, you know what, I really have to showcase the German part of it. So how about we paint you up like the German flag? Now, in my head, I thought what's going to look gray is it's going to look, go left to right. It's going to, you know, be black and then red down the middle. And then his left arm would be yellow. Like, because photographically, that makes sense.
Right.
His face would be nice and red, and it would look really cool. All the colors would be there, and it would shoot really, really well. But that's the flag of Belgium.
Mm.
And they don't go in for that. And so I said, oh, no. Like, we're going to have to paint. Like, his face is just going to be gone. Like, it's like when his face and, like, the shoulders, like, that is black, black. And so that's going to be literally be a black hole. So that's a problem. And it's just impossible to light. Like, it's basically, instead of, you know, like, it's essentially negative fill. Like, it sucks in. Like, not only does it not bounce anything back, it sucks every bit in into it. And so, what do you do? Where would you start to light him?
I'd say the back.
You have to light around him. You have to do the entire photo here is made or make or break, made or broken by the backlight. And so I posted the first test shot. So that's where I started when I was starting to set up here. I said, okay, first thing I'm gonna light him from behind on either side with two hard lights turned sideways. So that, like, horizontally?
Yeah, so you get a little more length.
That's right. So the lights are now up and down instead of just coming at him. And what I want to do is, you can see I want to light, like, basically from his baseball pants all the way up to his hat. I want to create that sort of outline, that blown out outline of him. Otherwise, he's just going to disappear entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was step one. And that's the most important thing. That's kind of what we're talking about right here today, is how to do this. And I think I just told you.
Yes. You did. So, how what kind of power do you have these lights on?
Okay, so that's a good question, because that's where I started. Like, this started out being a four light setup, and in the end, the final image that you're looking at is actually a three light setup. Because it just didn't matter. Like, it just, but point being is I had planned on clamshelling him from the front.
Right.
And then with the rim lights from the back. So that's four lights. So I started by doing the four, the two back lights, both zoomed to 85 mil to try to not eliminate, but at least knock down, reduce the sort of spill slash flare. That's going to come
right,
out.
Right.
I believe I set them both at, I'm going to say 1/16th power.
Okay.
Was where I started. And
they're how far back there? Maybe 5 feet, something like that?
Yeah, if that. I want them back far enough that they're going to get a nice throw across his body. Like, if they're in too close, they're just going to be really hot in one spot. And it maybe hit him sort of under the arms or something like that. And that's not what you want. You want to get it like this entire body. So you want to pull it back enough. But and at 1/16th power, you have enough power to really light him up.
Right.
Okay. And so, and as you can see, you know, in some spots, it's a little bit blown out, but you can still see enough there. Like, you can still see the definition of what's going on. So I don't mind.
Well, I was going to say the beauty of this too is I see in your finished image, like the cover photo, it's a black background, and clearly you're shooting it on a white background. And the beauty of this kind of technique is that it's pretty easy to then cut your subject out, right?
It is. And that's why the background, when I set the background up, as you can see, that white background, that's just it wasn't meant to be in the shot ever. I wasn't going to shoot it there and then see about it. I knew it wasn't going to stay.
Right.
in my head, when I first sort of envisioned this, I was going to do, because we're playing the American team, I was going to have him stand in front of an American flag. And that would be it. That would be the German flag on him, the American flag in behind. We're celebrating everything. Okay. Just going to get my daughter. That's all.
Okay.
Short little interruption in the show. Okay. So I wanted to have basically, you know, both nations in the game. And so we shot this, spent a couple hours. Again, like, as you said, it took like 2 hours to paint him and then 30 seconds to shoot him, which I thought, wow, that's not good. A little bit. Should have hired a makeup artist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in the end, it was totally worth it. But point being is, I shot it, you know, he came over around 9 o'clock, we're done around 11, something like that. And then I stayed up late trying to put this together and spent a couple, like an hour or so putting different flags and like the different versions of the US flag in the background. And I just couldn't get anything to work. Like it looked terrible. Like I guess there's so much going on. It was such a busy background. Even if I blurred it, it just wasn't working. And so ultimately I said, you know what? I'm going to go with just a more generic sort of, not black, but scuffy kind of scuffed up background. That's my plan. But I want it to be dark. I didn't want it to be white. White wasn't going to work. I tried, I looked at that. I have to put graphics on there. So I have to consider that. Like, you know, we need the title. So we can't be too light in the background.
Right.
I mean, I could use different darker colors for the title. It just doesn't look right. For the, you know, what is it? Spieltag, it says, right?
Yeah.
And so ultimately, that's the background I chose, but I knew I cut him out anyways. I cut him out from the beginning. And the fact that I rim lit him means he did not disappear into that background. Otherwise, you would not see him at all.
Exactly. No, no, it looks good.
And one other thing to do with it as well, if you look closely, you can kind of tell. It might be hard to tell because he is painted, but I also try to separate with color as well. And so those flashes in the background are bare. So they're around 5,600 Kelvin. I have the camera set to around 4,000, which makes them blue. I then have the key light, which, as I said, was going to be two lights. It ended up, started out as going to be basically two umbrellas, or a softbox and an umbrella. And then I ended up pulling that off and shooting him with a hard light in the front because I just wasn't getting enough light. Was getting absolutely no definition in his face.
Right.
And you know, when you shoot with a umbrella, even though it's a big soft light, you're still going to get that soft little shadow from his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of adds a little bit of depth to the face, and I wasn't getting it. It was just completely flat. So I ended up having to shoot it with the full CTO, or might have been a half CTO, just and balanced to 4,000 just to make it right about right color-wise, which then leaves the rim light slightly blue, which aids in that separation.
Mm-hmm.
But with that hard light on his face, now you can see there is, if you look closely, you can see the nose shadow.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find. It looks like it could be darker makeup at that point.
Yeah.
So in the end, like to avoid shooting with the black in the face again. Just because it made it very, very difficult. But in the ultimately, it was kind of a fun experience.
Yeah. No, that's good.
So when you shoot, I mean, I know you shoot with a backlight often for separation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you start with that, or is that something you add in later?
No, I usually start with it. It's just easier.
It is. It's much easier to get that dialed in and then just build from there because, you know, it without the body paint, if you were to light them at, say, 1/16, you're going to have maybe in your softbox, you're looking at, you can then dial it in. Because once you have it locked in, you have the ISO, shutter speed, and f-stop dialed in for the backlight, then all you have to do is adjust the key. Which would have been quarter power, except for the body paint eats up most of that. So in general, start with the backlight, move forward. That's it.
If only you could have made the baseball bat the, you know, like the American flag.
I wouldn't, that's one of my gamers, so I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I just mean like some sort of Photoshop filtering magic.
Oh, yeah, that would be too much as well.
It'd be just enough, or if a ball with the American flag, an American flag ball, like something that would just be just enough to kind of have it in there, but not override the overall image so much.
Right.
Yeah. There's my 2 cents. Now spend the next 14 hours trying to put that together.
No, I shall not. Yeah. No, we, they don't do the, I'm this big debate here just before we go. Big debate in my head. Cause we play tomorrow. And we don't generally do the national anthems at our games. They'll do it. They'll do the German national anthem at the beginning of the season of our home opener. They'll play the German national anthem, which is 99 Luftballons by Nena.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so it's pretty good. It's catchy. They do, but they do the English version, which is weird. No, so they'll play that. So I want to find out if they're actually going to do the two anthems tomorrow, because I want to Rickroll the American one. And no, with the Canadian, because we're playing on the eve of Canada Day.
Right.
And so when the game's over, we'll probably all hang around at the park and, have a little barbecue and hang out until later in the evening. So around midnight, we're going to celebrate into Canada Day. And so, as you know, our game two pitcher and our manager, our head coach, he's from Canada, he's from Halifax. And we have another player on the team, actually from Steveston, lives down the street from you.
Yeah.
And so we'll have three Canadians there. So I'm thinking of, for the national anthem, just play the first few bars of the Star Spangled Banner and then right into Old Canada. And we'll all be on the field. No one's going to stop it. And we'll just have a great time.
That's awesome. I think you should go for it.
All right. I'll load that up. I'll edit that together and see if we can make that happen. So... Okay. Photo challenge for next week. Oh, any questions about the backlighting?
No.
Do it more often.
Yes.
I know I am going to do it more often, and you know how I can tell you? Because I got the SB26. That's what it was. I got that one working. That was the one I bought that has the optical trigger.
Right.
And it was kind of hinky, but I guess it must have just been like a dirty connection. I cleaned it up a little bit. It seems to be banging away on all cylinders now. It works like an absolute charm, the optical trigger, the built-in optical trigger.
Okay.
Even outside, when the other flash is not pointed directly at it, it still picks it up and fires. It is phenomenal. Cannot believe I lived without one for so long.
I can attest to how awesome optical triggering is, because my Alien B studio light is an optical trigger.
Mm-hmm.
and I never bother to use it any other way, because it's so wildly handy to just not have to set up one more trigger awesome. So I can totally understand why this would be a great situation for flash work.
Yep. And so if it's in this situation where I want to throw up, like actually on the, if you're looking at this camera left, the magazine cover, the rim light camera left is that optical triggered SB26. And that's where it's going to see a lot of use. I can just throw it up on a stand, throw it in the back and not even worry about it. And that's going to be, don't have to, not that I could always bring my remotes, but if I can bring this one less to bring, one less set of batteries to charge, I'm loving it. And so it's going to be, I think there's going to be a lot more backlighting in my, not that I didn't do it, but in my everyday strobism, I didn't do it.
Okay.
Now I think it's going to happen, because I love it. All right. A photo challenge for next week is our monthly challenge for June. That's a postcard. Make a postcard of your town. That's the idea.
Okay.
Share that on Instagram and hashtag it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or Hey Hosers, and we'll check it out. And like I say, I've seen a bunch of them. I've seen the Panger. Panger's already in. It's going to be tough to beat this week.
Okay.
So get in there. And also, if you're out there and Steve's been shooting, heads up, Panger's probably swinging. Okay.
Wear your neck guards.
I'd wear a mouth guard at least. That's not going to hurt. Not going to hurt you. So where can people go to find your stuff, Adam?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find my stuff at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, pictures, photos, images, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.